Hello again and welcome to our program. We continue in our series here entitled The Last Mile of the Way. Again, our foundational verse, Acts 20:24, Paul said that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. Now again, this is a tremendous portion of scripture we're looking at here concerning how to handle things in this age of apostasy. But it's all just a bunch of head knowledge unless we are willing to honestly make this hymn our prayer. And it is a prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Sing along with this prayer. Make it your sincere prayer to the Lord today. Be teachable. Teach me thy will, O Lord.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to
said, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, we talk about these things. We live from day to day, and there's some things that come into our lives. What was Paul talking about? Well, they gave a list, several places. One was in 1 Corinthians 11. He said, okay, here's the things. In stripes, above measure. In prison, more frequent, in death oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold, in nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily in the care of all the churches. Now he said perils. I was in perils, he said. What's that mean? Serious and immediate danger. All his life after he got saved, his life was in perils, serious and immediate danger, floating around the water for a day and a half, beaten with rods, whipped, thrown into prison. But none of these things move me. To move is to go in a different direction. He said, no, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. So different from when Jesus was looking for disciples to follow him. In Mark 8:21, another of his disciples said unto the Lord, suffer me first. Yeah, I'll follow you anywhere you say, but let me meet me first. Luke 9:59, follow me, he said. But he said, Lord, suffer me first. Then in verse 61, another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but me first. We're living in a me first bunch of fundamentalists today. James says, for what is your life? It is a vapor that appeareth a little time and then vanisheth away. Right above me where I live, the planes take off from Toronto and they're heading west to Vancouver or wherever. And as you look up into the blue sky, you can see that jet going up there, and he leaves a vapor trail behind him. Then you look again and the vapor trail is gone. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. What kind of a vapor trail are you leaving? He said, I have finished my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. Now his course, that has to do with where we go. His ministry, that has to do with what we do. And so Philippians 3, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Here's what he does, the one thing. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Brethren, he said, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Why? He said, mark those that are going astray and mark those that are doing right. Why? Go with those that are doing right. We become like those we associate with. So we've seen in a previous message, Paul said to the pastor, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Jesus said they have no root in themselves, so they endure but for a time. When affliction, persecution comes, they are offended. And Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We haven't seen any persecution here in North America. We're going to. It's coming. Open up your eyes and look on the horizon. It's coming. When the Son of Man cometh, will he find those that will endure sound doctrine? Well, he said the time will come. The time has come. And our prayer ought to be, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? It needs to be very personal. What wilt thou have me to do in this age of apostasy? And we've said before, we need to face the facts. we have a problem. A problem is a situation regarded as unwelcome or harmful and needing to be dealt with and overcome. Like the Bible prophesied, the world will be filled with anarchy, Christianity, apostasy. But the remnant said, what wilt thou have me to do? What wilt thou have me? I want to serve the Lord. I want to stand true. Our danger, as we said before, is apathy, and that is a problem that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be overcome. Now, the Christian is the overcomer. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Do we believe Jesus is the Son of God? Do we believe what he said when he said, when I come, will I find faith on the earth? So we have Paul the Apostle. He said that I might finish my course. And then he wrote back to Timothy and he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And so he said, neither count I my life dear unto myself. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In other words, he kept on the trail till the end, the last mile of the way. He's not bragging here. He's stating a fact. I have. He said he couldn't say this if he didn't say, neither count I my life dear unto myself. And because he didn't, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. But he wrote to that church at Colossae, and he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Who's he talking to? The saints and the faithful brethren in Christ Jesus at Colossae. He's talking to Christians in general. Now, when he wrote 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, he was talking to pastors. Here he's talking to the average Christian in the local church. He said, beware lest any man spoil you. Now, if you're going to church three times a week, who's going to spoil you? It's not going to be the guys down in those drunken ballrooms. Beware lest any man spoil you and get you to do things. Philosophy is how we do what we're commanded to do. Vain deceit after the tradition of men. Yeah, oh yeah, back in the 60s and 70s. Fundamentalism, the big game, the big thing was numbers, numbers. You got to get 200 a year into the baptistry. Numbers. God's not concerned about numbers. He's concerned about individuals. Lest any man spoil. Don't get that focus on the numbers after the rudiments of the world. And this I say, he said, lest any man beguile you. Who is he talking to? He's talking to the saints and the faithful brethren in Christ, which are at class. Watch out. Who's going to beguile them in church? Think it over. Now, about five times in the book of Colossians, that little four-chapter book, he mentions the church of Laodicea. Watch out for that church and the influence that they will have on you. Be careful, because you become like who you associate with. An influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character development or behavior of someone or something. Someone, individual Christians in the local church. Something, the local church itself. He wrote to them at Galatia, he said, you brought in another gospel, which is not another gospel. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Who did hinder you? Ye did run well. Who is he talking to? Notice in Galatians 1 and 2, unto the churches of Galatia. I don't know how many there was, but however many there was, he's saying to them, who did hinder you? Unto the churches in Ontario, in Alberta, in British Columbia, in North America, and around the world, these local churches. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should take this new garbage philosophy that all you got to do is pray a prayer and you can go to heaven? Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We preached that for nearly 2,000 years, but all of a sudden we became interested in numbers. You did run well. Who did hinder you? Who influenced you that you should not obey the truth? The time has come. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Once again, we're going to look at this in more detail in our next program, but in the meantime, let's sincerely make this our prayer today. Teach me thy will, O Lord.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart. Grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best, in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Cry, be thou, dear Savior.